Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of New York City. A United Nations vote in 1947 was part of a plan to allow for a Jewish state in the Middle East, but also to take Jerusalem away from the Jewish people. That's the headline. Winky Madad will join me at this broadcast table to explain this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
First of all, let's recall it was the Balfour Declaration, and in 1922, the League of Nations said, Palestine goes to Britain to develop a mandate system so that the Jews can have a Jewish national home. And then this partition idea that we could now redivide in some way the western portion of Palestine became a fixture. And after World War II, when once again the question of Palestine came to the fore, for two main reasons. Number one, the horrific results of the Holocaust, and there was an armed resistance movement here in the Mandate area, and they turned to the United Nations, and here we are, November 29th, 1947, the United Nations decides to create an Arab state and a Jewish state and an international regime in Jerusalem, dividing up the country, not into two, but actually three sections for the future.
Wow, I didn't realize that. What were the three sections? I understand for the Palestinians, one section, for the Jews, one. Who was for the third?
The British. British wanted to maintain continued rule over a enlarged Jerusalem extending from South Ramallah and including Bethlehem. And they did so, Jimmy, and I'm speaking to a mainly Christian audience, because they extended the borders in order to include as many Christians as possible, because they wanted to offset the Jewish majority, which was in the city of Jerusalem, in order to give them a justification for taking Jerusalem away from the Jews.
Winky Madad with the United Nations action back in 1947 when they promised a Jewish state but put in place a plan to take Jerusalem from the Jews. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The United Nations hoodwinked the Jewish people in 1947 with the partition plan. This United Nations resolution allowed a Jewish state, but at the same time put in place a plan to take Jerusalem away from the Jewish people. This sleight of hand trick at the United Nations misled the Jewish people, but it also contradicted God himself. In Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14, the Lord says that he has chosen Jerusalem to dwell among his people forever. The ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah also said that Jerusalem would be the center of controversy in the last days. That's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. Both of these prophecies are now ready to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...